I grew up right down.
On Mount Pleasant Road?
Yeah.
Your whole life. So were you born in that house?
Actually, the little house across the road, the house is not there anymore, but it's where I was born.
Was it beside the church? The black church?
The black school, you mean.
Oh, there was a school there?
Yeah. The black church is at Canal Road, where you go down the canal.
Right.
I was born over there.
That little house was right across from where the farm is now.
Well, yeah, but it's a black school over there. You don't remember that.
I never heard it.
We're going to teach Mary something tonight.
I never heard that.
That was a black school over there.
Different buildings? Completely different building than what's there now? The school?
Well, the house where he was born isn't there anymore.
Yeah, the house that I was born in has been gone for quite a while. Dad built it 28, 29, something like that. He was working at the Ford plant.
Your parents were married in 28.
Yeah.
So this was before babies had come along, it was just the two of them? You built that house?
Yeah, I was the oldest, and then I had two younger brothers.
Clyde and Byard.
Yeah.
Is that the right order?
Yep,
you, Clyde and Byard. So, when it was time for you to go to school, we didn't have Mount Pleasant then, did we?
No. I went to Great Bridge first 5 years, I think it was five or six, I forget. And then's when he opened the school up there. The first school was there, right across from Pauline and
right, on right, well, not too far from where we are. Let me get my bearings here.
Yeah.
Let's see, when I look out the window, I'm looking at Kenny and Ruth. Okay, all right.
And used to be Merle and there now.
So, did you, your dad had the farm already by the time you were born, didn't he?
Well, actually, no. I was born, and he was working at the Ford plant, and then about, I think, let's see, about probably two or so when he rented the farm.
The Kemp farm.
The Kemp
farm. That was the Kemp farm. That's where the store is now, was the Kemp farm.
Oh.
Yeoman, his mother.
Was a Kemp.
Yeah. It was
they
that
lived
side
there.
Of the family, yeah.
Oh, okay. Did they call it Kemp farm? Did they have home delivery?
Oh, no. They didn't have anything. I just mean the land.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The Kemp plantation, maybe. So, then you worked on the farm, I guess, your entire life. Ever work anywhere else besides mission work?
Well, not except besides mission work. We spent several years in Albania, and that would have been, I guess, about the only time that I didn't work on the farm. Yeah.
Well, things are a lot different now. Can you remember? When you were working the farm when you were young, what kind of equipment you used? Were you still using horses? And I don't mean to be insulting, but I don't know, you know. They had tractors, I guess.
I'm sure Dad had horses, but I don't remember about it. First I remember was he got a Case tractor, and that would have been, I was 7, 8, 9 years old, something like that, when we got that first Case tractor.
I have a question right now about how did Grandpa, your dad, get the Kemp land at home? Did he buy it?
Well, he rented it until the house burnt down, and then they wanted to go ahead and sell it.
So he bought it
and built the house that's there now. Mm-hmm.
And did all the people in the neighborhood, as they were the young ones, I know when my boys started coming up, the first job they had was at Bergen's Dairy. Was that the case back then? Was it
there was
the community employer?
Yeah, the young fellow.
First job, probably?
Yeah. Ivan worked there. Of course, that would have been a little later on. I don't remember who all else, a lot.
So what year were you born?
30.
1930?
Yeah.
So by 1940, you were a full-fledged farmer, probably.
Full-fledged farmer. Yeah, well, that's about all I've done all my life.
Getting up early and, I guess, going to bed early. So,
talked about, it would have been a little later on, but we had, we had the milkers then. Anyhow, Sandra helped me.
Oh, that was a long time after.
That would have been quite a while.
Well, it's Sandra.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And, of course, we milked fairly early in the morning. I don't remember. It wasn't like 4 o'clock, but it was, I don't know, 6, 7. I don't remember exactly. Anyhow, what I remember about her, and I still tease her about it, she was good help, but the minute she didn't give her something to do, she was in the back sleeping. That barn had a little space at the back, or maybe about as wide as this table is long, but wasn't big enough for a cow stanchion, and she'd go to sleep just like that.
Those early mornings weren't agreeable with her. Well, along in what year did you all go to automatic milkers as opposed to doing it by hand? Was that why your dad was?
Oh,
your
yeah,
dad was,
yeah, it was
still
pretty
running.
Early. Yeah, we had milkers. Let's see, 1940 or early 40s. It was. We had milkers, I think, maybe earlier than some of the others around.
And then, of course, you attended Mount Pleasant Mennonite Church your whole life.
Yeah. Yeah, except for the time that we were at Deep Creek and now.
That's right. So you all had 6 years in Deep Creek.
We served at Deep Creek.
4 years with Doug.
Yes, that's right.
I told you.
And 3 years with Albania, yeah.
Wow. So when you were coming up, did either of you, like say teenage years, were you teaching Bible school and Sunday school and singing, or
James is always he was always involved in as treasure beginning treasure all the time treasure and then you know, he was treasure Sunday school when we got married, and they had a separate Sunday school in the church, so I think it was separate.
Oh,
so he started out just as treasure of Sunday school, but then he went on, and then he was treasure for everything then for years. I don't know how many years. It was a lot.
When I was a little girl, he was, because I remember him getting up on Sunday mornings and giving the treasurer's report.
Mm-hmm.
But why did they have separate treasurers?
I don't know. I don't know why. But then they put it all together then. But,
so people would go to church in the morning and give in the Sunday school class, and then they'd go to the sermon and put out
that's
more
right.
money?
That's right.
Really?
Separate money.
Mm-hmm. Now, which offering would wind up being the largest?
Oh. I just remember wrapping the pennies for it. And helping with the deposit early. I mean, that was really early on, you know?
Uh-huh.
But, we lived back there in that house, you know, where, you remember the old house that was Grandpa Clayton's?
Where Polly lives now?
No, where Leonard's right now.
You know, Doc Dickerson had a little house there when I was a little girl. That's the first house I remember back there.
This is where his Grandpa Clayton bought. No, he built it, didn't he?
Did he build it?
You're talking at the end of Winger Road.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's where we started out and lived 5 years after we were married. But anyway, that house was definitely buried. They had the Burgess, I mean Clayton, stored a lot of his things up in the attic for years and years then when he married Maud and started living on the Miller property with her, yeah.
Which is where Polly is now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So he didn't build where Polly is now?
No.
No, that was the Miller house. That was Miller.
Oh. Well, how did he wind up over there? Because of Maud, or?
Yeah, because he married Maud.
And he was a Miller?
Yeah.
Now, who's her family?
Dwight and Clarence.
Oh.
Marvin.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
Dwight, Clarence, Marvin.
No kidding.
Was she the only girl? Marvin, I mean, Ernest, and Dwight, and Marvin.
And Maud.
I guess she was the only girl.
Maud was, this is another interesting thing, but maybe you don't want to use it, but his dad, Titus and Maud, had dated for a while.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Really? And then it was very smooth when he started going with Naomi. That's when Clayton.
Now, was
Dayton,
was this Clayton's, wasn't Clayton widowed before?
Yeah.
Okay. So this was the second.
Dad's mom died fairly early on.
Yeah, because they lived alone for quite some time with the boys. Five boys. Titus had five boys, and they lived back there. Like I said, he built that house back there where Leonard's on. Anyway, this, and she died, and they lived without a mother. Helping through their teen years, you know? No. Didn't have a mother. But guess what year she died?
So that would have been Titus and his brothers and sisters lived without a mother.
Yeah.
How many brothers and sisters were there?
Oh, let's see.
No sisters, just four brothers.
John and Will and Titus and Abram, is that it? Four.
William. Did you say?
William.
He hadn't said William, so were there?
William was
five.
William and Titus and Abe and John. Is that it?
Maybe there was just four. I don't think
so. So none of them went into the farming business?
No.
None of them were interested. In fact, Abe is the only one that stayed in the area. The rest went either Pennsylvania, California. They were.
What is so thrilling and interesting is that these families were not, I mean, Titus is the only one that remained over the, stayed in the Mennonite church. And what's so interesting is that just this year, Ray Burgee led Bill Burgee to Christ.
Right.
Before he died, and that was Uncle Abe's son.
He came to church a time or maybe twice before he died.
So this is Titus's brother Abe's son.
Oh, okay.
But then to have Ray
kind of completes the circle.
Walked so close to him that whole time.
So you're talking about Ray, one of the twins, Ray.
Yeah. He was there by his side through everything that he went through. I've never seen anything like it.
You know, he's sort of that way with Freddie, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's really a crush
really
for Freddie.
I mean, he got a Bible, led him to Christ, showed him where to read, and discipled him.
Well, yeah, the Good Cheer Committee sent him some a plant or something when he had his leg, amputated?
Mm-hmm.
So shortly before he died.
I saw that list of Good Cheer and I couldn't believe it.
Well, part of it is because I haven't gotten that list out in a long time.
But it's been quite active this
and
last
we've been, we're still
year,
very, so. Velma's husband is in hospital right now with blood clots or something in his leg.
An intensive care in his head.
Oh, wow. I know he's supposed to have surgery today. Velma had her 50th birthday at Nina and Merv's Saturday evening, and Bill was on crutches then. So how did you two wind up together?
Well...
And did you get married young, or were you 23?
Well, I
or?
Would say young for James was 19, and I'm 2 years older, so I was 21.
Mm-hmm.
But we met through the church and through the, you know, the young, through the young people meetings, and is how we met, but my parents were divorced, and so when I was in these very, these teen years, is when my dad saw to it that I got to the church, that my brother and I got to the church there, and introduced it at Mount Pleasant and at Deep Creek. We went to both at times. I remember going to Rob me at Deep Creek.
Buddy, her younger brother,
my younger brother. He came to church and all, but he never was,
never
got, what would you say, really tied in with the youth and everything, and he kind of went his own way, which is really sad. But anyway, that's where we met, with the youth.
Did they have youth activities like we do now?
The literary, but I will tell you something that I wish, that is very, very unusual for us. And a young person, that is, James was. very unusual because guess where we went for dates?
To church?
One of his first choices would be prayer meeting on Wednesday night with Brother Winger.
Really?
Before we were married. Now it blows my mind.
Well, you know, she really liked you. She went, didn't she?
And then the literary. Yeah. And he liked to go places. He liked to take me places, like down to Mouse Island and just take a drive. Or, you know, he always liked to go see new things, new places, you know. But, I mean, it was just the first time that we took Harold to church, it was to prayer meeting on Wednesday night with Brother Winger. And, you know, anyway, I think about it now, and I just think it's so different.
Oh, yeah.
He was real young, yeah. How old was he?
He was 4 weeks old. His first outing, he went to prayer meeting.
Back then, they kept him at home a little longer, because four days, the women are taking their babies out and about. A little bit dangerous, probably, but I think they do it.
But I was thinking the other day, you know, James, I used to get teased pretty bad by some of the girls about marrying a preacher. Because he was so different, they just knew he was going to be a preacher.
So when were you?
That wasn't very popular. To think of being married to a preacher.
Well, it's hard work, I can tell that. You never know where they're going to bring somebody home when you're going to have to feed them. I know Beverly over there, you know, Beverly and Sam Skaggs. She gets thrown in the ringer like that once in a while, and she just goes with the flow, but I guess it's just a way of life for her anymore.
Yeah, but we've met through the youth there.
Well, did y'all double date with anybody special, or what?
Let me tell you, this is really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Kepper.
My dad?
Yes, came to me and said, there's somebody that would like to take you home after church on Sunday night. And James Burry, and could we go double date? Would you go with us, with Dana and I?
And that was going to be your first date with James?
Mm-hmm. He was 15.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents must be a little bit older than you all.
Because
Mama's 83 now.
Yeah. 78,
yeah. And my dad was 3.5 years younger than her. He was 19 when they got married. Mama was 23.
Really?
Yeah. They got married in April and he turned 20 in August.
See, he was even afraid to ask me, isn't that something?
Which, leave it to Daddy to get the job done.
So where did we go?
Did you go get
we
to Dumars or something?
No, we went to
Dumars. We went out there to, maybe that was another
We first
time.
Went to one of the literary or somewhere, and then we
and then
went
we
out.
Took you to where your mom lived there.
At that time, we lived at the Great Bridge.
Yeah.
So that was before you lived on, didn't you live on Centerville Turnpike in a house that your parents built?
Yes.
Before that? Yeah.
Just for several years, Mom had moved up to, at Great Bridge, to a heritage place taking care of a chicken farm.
So heritage was a person's name?
Yeah, a name. Uh-huh. And we called it the heritage place. It's a man's name, and that's where he came.
Yeah.
Took me home then.
So what's sitting on the heritage place now? Where would that be?
There is it's all surrounded by homes. You know, it's
a
chicken farm before, you know, at that time. But I hardly recognize the house anymore when I go there. But
the house is still there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The house is still there.
Mm-hmm. Is it on Battlefield Boulevard or?
No, if you go out to Great Bridge to, and
it's
turn left on Cedar Road.
Mm-hmm. And then take.
And
yeah.
Go to the stoplight at Waters Road
mm-hmm.
and turn left. And it's the first right then.
Washington Drive?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yeah.
So
and it's the first house, and you turn on Washington, it'll be the first house
on the left.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
I don't remember a house that age then. That would be a good
is that house
old house.
Still there?
I think it is, but you know, I haven't gone back.
Is it a two-story or a one-story?
It was a two-story.
Two-story house?
Yeah.
I have to check that out.
It would have been the first house on the left, thank you.
So did everybody have cars back then, or was there a lot of carpooling, or? I can't imagine.
Sure, he didn't have a car, because we didn't have a car when we got married, so no.
So how did you get around?
His dad's car.
Oh, he loaned it to you, and you took it home and kept it?
Or we used one of the
farm vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how long were you married before you could afford a car?
When did we get the first car? I
don't really know, but I know it was at least
before the babies came, before you had children.
Year, but see, imagine then. I don't know for sure. Isn't that something I can't remember right for sure? But I do know that you know, we had a baby that year later.
And you know who that is?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, I know who that is. Were you working on the farm with them at all, or did you get to just stay at home and quilt and clean and cook and bake bread?
I did. Started working down there mainly in gardening to help put up food together, and we did butchering together.
After you were married?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I made butter lots of times in the home to sell, and just things that I could do like that. Then we lived there back there 5 years, and then we moved right down on the farm next to his parents after we were married 5 years.
In the house that's still there?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of jobs did you have before you got married, before you were hitched?
Just before, I was working for Dr. Venner and Dr. Hill in this big house down at Princess Anne. Both doctors, and they had 3 children. Mandy and Bob and another little girl. And I took care of those children.
So you were like a nanny?
Yes, I did all the cooking, all the cleaning, everything. I even dressed chickens and frozen for them.
Now, would you stay there day and night? Would you live with them?
I lived with them, except at night I walked across the way to John Miller's, because they have another house that they rented to John and Catherine. And I lived with them, I stayed with them at night.
Is that Red-Faced John? Or
no.
Different John?
No, it was the other John, though. I don't know how you say which one. But Catherine Kramer. He married Catherine Kramer. They had never had any children. And Freddie stayed with them a while, too. Freddie and I both, I remember Freddie coming and playing guitar and being there some. But that's when I got to know Freddie better, too. I'd live there, be there at night. Then I'd go over in the morning by 7 o'clock and start the breakfast and taking care of the 3 children and just doing everything. I remember it used to get after me. I didn't get all the cobwebs down. I didn't clean the house to suit him quite, but anyway, $20 a week.
Wow.
$20 a week. And we thought we got married and we'd save $500 between us, and that's what we had, $500.
Well, that is a good savings if you're getting it out $20 a week. That took a while. So when you stayed there with that family, did the lady of the house work out of the home, or was she in there with you all day?
No, they both worked out of the home.
Okay.
Both doctors.
At offices away from, I forget where their office was. I think it was in Virginia Beach somewhere.
A lady being a doctor was unusual, wasn't it?
Yeah,
and she kept her maiden name.
Okay.
He was Dr. Venner and she was Dr. Hill.
And they had 2 separate offices where they worked?
Yeah, they had 2 separate offices.
Wow. Doesn't look like that would work out, does it? Mm-hmm. Probably better than the other way, though. Probably better than working together.
But see, prior to that, did a lot of city market work.
I was going to ask you if you ever worked down there. Mama worked down there.
Marketing, oh my. It's always a thing with our parents.
Well, then you worked for Curly, too, didn't you, down there?
Yeah.
Did you work with Mama? Because she used to work for Curly Bowers.
Really?
Selling chickens, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, it could be. I don't remember that. I know Fanny and I worked with Curly at the same time in that market, because customers would get us mixed up. They thought we looked so much alike.
Oh, your sisters, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can see that.
At that time, we really did. And so they would, if I'd go in the cold room, they'd come back out. We could have them totally confused.
Have some fun with that, huh?
But yes, it was a lot of marketing, yeah.
And we have a store right just almost across the aisle from them.
But it's interesting, were you, at that time though, we weren't, didn't even know each other that well.
We knew each other, we didn't pay much attention to each
other. So you really noticed her when she started coming to church?
Yeah.
I guess
got to know her there.
Yeah, because we dated on and off. I mean, see, that was, he was 15 then. And then we didn't start going seriously again until much later, 3 years later maybe.
So yeah. Did you have a special girlfriend you ran around with a lot?
Leona
was your buddy?
Oh my.
Yeah.
We were so close.
Really? Now, yeah. She would have lived up here on Mount Pleasant Road on the curve?
They lived also in Kempsville. I remember going to a home that they had in Kempsville. Where was that place where, you know where Joseph, her brother, drowned? No, he shot him. Yeah. He accidentally got shot in the boat. Joseph?
Yeah.
Well, that was over, and I cannot remember. You'd have to ask them where they lived at that time. But that is where, for a while, I went home with them a lot for Sunday dinners,
So they came out here to our church?
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess this was the only Mennonite church around here, wasn't it?
Yeah.
At that time, there would have been an Amish church over Kentsville, but
they didn't
that would have been, no, but there was really not much interaction between us and the Amish except working together down at City Market. We were good friends with quite a few of them at the City Market.
You'd have to ask someone else that question. How soon they moved down, but it started because Roy and Melinda, Roy was Bill's brother,
right?
Married my sister Melinda, and so.
Oh, okay.
And they are the ones responsible for getting Leon and I corresponding together and becoming friends. We wrote letters to each other.
Like pen pals.
Long before we met. And then when they moved to that area, and I cannot think where it was. It was not Kempsville. Lynn Haven. It's in the Lynn Haven area, right close to the water. And anyway, they lived there. And then, later moved up here. But I remember going there to their home for meals, but she was a really good cook, and I went there a lot with her.
So was Merlin on the scene then, or was she not dating him?
Not Merlin. She had, she was this pilot, Ralph Weaver, had a plane of his own.
Mennonite boy?
In Harrisonburg. She dated him quite some time. Picture of her getting out of the airplane.
She flew with him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wouldn't be that brave, I don't think. I've never flown in my life.
You've never?
Never. I have never flown either.
Oh, you missed a lot of fun.
but then I guess she started going to Portland, and they got married a year before we did. Exactly a year before we did.
Well, James, did you have a particular buddy that you palled around with?
Well, Merlin and I were probably about as good a friend today because, we lived right beside each other down there. Merlin grew up at the...
Oh, yeah, where Marvin lived?
Yeah.
Right beside Bergie's Dairy, actually.
Yeah. Because I was just telling Mary this evening, I remember we played together out in what is now in front of the dairy.
Mm-hmm.
We played together out there. And at that time, there was a community line that just went from... community telephone line.
Right.
Went from Roy Wanger's place down there where it's all developed now, where it's all built up.
Mm-hmm.
There to Dwight's store back where Pilot is. There was a community line through here. So Merlin and I would get out there in front of what the store now. We could hear my mom and his mom.
Yellow talking.
Talking.
Really?
Just a yellow phone, not a telephone.
I'd like that.
He called it the yellow phone.
Well, wasn't it a Mennonite telephone company or?
Yeah, something.
Subsidiary or something. I had Francis Miller when we interviewed him.
Yeah,
he said
Grandpa,
something about that.
Grandpa had something to do with it. He had worked on it or something. I know he.
Which
I
would think, be Clayton?
Yeah, Clayton.
He signed some papers. I think we've got him somewhere. He had signed some paper or something
about the phone.
Yeah.
Well, did y'all get together and have community baseball games, softball games, like we did?
Yeah.
Was that sort of a loose knit every Saturday night thing, or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even after right after we were married,
still
Saturday night that would be the thing to go up there and play a long time.
Well, we played back at
Tommy
Tenafot, you know where that is. Mm-hmm. We played there, and then we also played right across the road.
At Stutzman's, Stutzman's lived there.
Oh, really?
Well, Stutzman lived there, and we played in that field. And then we also played for a little bit in the field down there by the school for Kevin and Melinda.
Winnie and Melinda?
Yeah, where they live in that field. We played in that field for a little while, I don't remember.
Well, do you remember anybody being an outstanding ball player? Who the big gun was, or who could hit it the farthest or anything?
No, I don't particularly remember.
And you can admit it if it was you.
Well, I wasn't the worst baller out there, by any means.
I've seen Harold hit the ball. He can hit the ball.
I don't remember that for sure either, you were a good player. Yeah.
I know we played, but I remember playing on the team at EMS it was then.
What position did you play?
Usually first base.
Oh, yeah, tall. Yeah, somebody tall to be on first. That's why I never got to play it. So did they let the ladies play, Mary, or was this a guy thing on Saturday night?
The ladies didn't play, although we played for fun back at the boys and girls. It was back at the tennis hall. We used to go back there a lot for Sunday dinner when I was 13, 14.
Uh-huh.
Very young. Dad would bring me up for church, and we'd stay and eat dinner with the tennis officers. Then there was ball games and lots of fun. Ivan, Sam Bronk, there was a bunch of young people who gathered there and just have a good time.
Being up to have two teams with no problem?
Yeah.
Did y'all fuse up or did you do the 1-2-1-2 thing?
Well, thank you, Mike. My goodness. Well, for you, job for you, James, tomorrow.
Definitely bringing somebody from work.
Come in, Mike.
Hey, yes. Pressure washing.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
We're going to do our lawn furniture.
All right.
Yeah, we do enough interview for the book me and Alan are writing. If you were old enough, I'd come see you, but you're too young.
I'm glad I'm not.
Nobody under 60.
Nobody under 60. All
right. Because I can just about remember that. I'm 50, so. Thanks, Mike.
That was a pressure washer?
Yeah, I thought it was a vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
Let me look at my little list and see if I've got some burning questions.
Okay.
Of course, I am old enough to wear these.
There, you need that.
Yep. That's so inconvenient.
Oh.
Well, Mary just got another pair the other day, and that really helps her out.
That's right, because I can remember when you were teaching Sunday school and you had to just about have a magnifying glass or something, been able to put that aside?
No, I have for recipes, especially I have to use a magnifying glass. But
so do
this
I.
Is so much better. This is so much better. The best I've had any time he operated on this eye, and that has just opened up a new bit of light. So it's a lot better. I still don't think that I can really study and teach, though, like I used to.
Uh-huh.
That's one thing James and I always did. We were always teaching. Always.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Bible school, Sunday school. And, I remember having...
talking about Bible school makes me think of, we taught over to colored schools. I don't know if you...
Yeah, you were superintendent?
Yeah.
He was superintendent the year.
I was superintendent over there a couple of times, and Orpha was one of the teachers, and she had, in fact, seventh grade boys, and you know what they could be like. I don't know how many times she'd call me back there to get them straight.
Was Rosie Lehman involved in that?
I think it was Rosie.
And hid Easter eggs at some colored church.
Oh.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm sure she was involved.
Probably, and it could be.
Because we taught at the Bible school at those black churches for a long time. We had a long-standing relationship with them.
Wow. Mary, how did you do it all? So many children and a farm, and we were just,
I had the, I'm still teaching, and had the, Nancy, Nana, and that whole gang, Olin, and Carol, that age group, the age girls, and had a whole gang of them that I taught for a while. And you know another class I thought about just recently that I couldn't believe? Ray Lehman, Brian Deal, Johnny Zill.
What was it, the bad apple basket?
And nobody else would take the class, so I took it.
Oh,
and it was Brian Deal, that whole gang that now...
Was Philip Keffer in there, maybe?
Yes. Yes, he was. He mentioned he stayed here that week of the funeral. He stayed here the whole week.
That was
it. He was with us for three or four days here. I mean, you know, he came
for Joyce's funeral?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And, anyway, and please, you just asked me, and I'm losing my thought here.
We were talking about the different boys that were in that group.
Yeah, he just mentioned it. Because he remembered those guys very well, you know.
Yeah.
And he was with them, yeah. That was quite a group, you know.
Yeah. And but, you know, I think I substituted one night at Bible school for, I know Brian Deal was in my class, and I had taken a watermelon for, that's when you took your own snacks. You know, each class had their own snacks, if they had snacks at all. And my dad was superintendent that year, and I was just a young teenager. And
you must have been.
I was cutting the watermelon up, and my dad came and helped me, and he kept checking on me because he thought I couldn't handle these rowdy boys.
Yeah.
But I have to say, Brian was a model student that night. I don't remember the rest of them, but I remember going in there scared to death. But it did fine, and, well, Daddy was going to make sure it went fine because they weren't going to mess with me, you know. And I was thinking, I don't need any help, I got it, you know. But if I'd have needed help, he wouldn't have been there, you know. It would have been the other way around. So better to have him than not need him. All right, how about your first car? Well, you told me about your first car after you got married. You told me about your first date that Daddy helped line up. And your first home was on Springer Road?
Yeah, where Leonard lived now.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't the same house, but...
So,
Doc and Mildred, the house they had back there, was that actually on the same foundation?
Same property, and the, yeah.
And they tore down the old...
They built a little house back there.
And the one Byard lives in now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So then that was moved when Leonard Nelson decided to move back there. Yeah.
Now I'm old enough to remember that.
Uh-huh.
I do know that.
Yeah.
And your first job would have been at the farm.
Yeah.
And yours was with the doctor's children. Was that your first paying job?
No, because I'd worked for Curly and, you know, Byler and marketing and but that was, I took that job, though, and worked there the longest, and that was just before we got married. They did not want me to quit when I got married.
Uh-huh.
And
that
I said I would have to. I would have to. So that was just before we got married, yeah.
So who in particularly in this neighborhood, would you think was a big influence on your life as you were growing up?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a special teacher or... Well, Brother Winger must have made an impact on him if he was taking you on dates to prayer meeting with Brother Winger.
Well, you think about it, I can tell you right on. Lydia Miller.
Marvin, Lydia?
Lydia. She had come from a mission background, a mission family, and she took us girls on in the girls' class, and she was an artist, she could draw, she held our attention, she had us, we had a club, we not only had the class, we would go to her home and do things there, and I can't remember all the details of it, but she really influenced my life.
Well, she must have been your generation's Dorothy Winger that we had.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds very similar to Dorothy Winger.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time in that lady's house.
And we did with Lydia. Mm-hmm. She was a real special friend.
Didn't she like draw birds and things on even on envelopes when she sent letters?
She could just draw like you would not believe. She had some of the, she made these pictures, you know, that she would draw art, you know, with paint pictures on glass.
Wow.
That was really pretty. She really had a real gift. But she was really gave us some a lot of memory work, but a good mission emphasis in reaching out. That's what she was to others, you know.
Now she also was a second wife, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
So she's not Merlin's natural mother.
No, that was Katie.
Now what happened to his natural mother?
She was a good friend, the best friend of his mother.
Yeah,
they lived
mom.
Right next to each other, and they were best of friends. You see, we have pictures of them in each other's arms, you know. But she had a tubal pregnancy.
Oh, really?
That she hemorrhaged, died from that.
Yeah.
Probably something that you personally would never die from now.
Right.
Yeah, it was really sad.
That must be horrible. That must have been
really
awful.
Sad. Little, two little children, Mildred and Merle.
Yeah.
Was Lydia already in this neighborhood?
Or? No, she was from Michigan. She was a Moyer from Michigan.
So someone introduced Marvin?
I don't know how in the world they met. I really don't know. That would be interesting to know.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I don't know how Marvin and her met.
That's Merlin.
I had to try to get an interview with Merlin.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He'd be about the only one around anymore that would could tell you that.
I bet you're right, if he even knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm really curious too how they met, but she was a very special person, artistic and to,
oh, yeah,
to really hold good. Your attention and, yeah. Hmm. Anyway.
So when you worked the farm, I guess your dad was always your boss or your granddad?
Well, granddad helped us a lot, but he didn't ever try to run things.
Oh, that's right. It was the count. I keep thinking that your granddad is one that started it when it really was your dad, Titus, that started the deal.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I keep putting Clayton in there. I don't know why.
But
yeah, Titus was working at the Ford plant.
Yes, and he decided he wanted to. He had this dream of having a farm for his boys and working together. So he quit the Ford plant, started buying cows, and started up.
Do you have any idea how long he worked at the Ford plant? Was it a short time, or?
It was several years.
He had a good job there.
Yeah, he had a really good job. That was an excellent job in those days, especially.
Oh, it still is.
Well, yeah.
Or at least another year. Well, there's a name kept coming up with the Ford plant, with both Ivan and with Francis when we talked to them. Wiley Brothers. Did you know him?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
They rented our house back there for years.
But they weren't Mennonite, were they?
No.
Just some neighborhood?
Wonderful couple. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that their daughter or granddaughter, which is it, lived on the same street with Joy in Chattanooga, and Joy and Mike lived
You're
out
kidding.
In Chattanooga, and they became good friends. Yeah.
Didn't know each other at all before then?
No.
And then made that connection?
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were a really special couple. Yeah, they did not want to move from back there, and but they...
Actually,
they moved so that we could move in.
Yeah, they moved out to, Mount Pleasant Road, just before you get to the interstate, the underpass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was there were farms. There was a truck farm on the north side of the road and a dairy farm on the south side of the road.
Did you
and
know?
And the dairy farm had closed down for whatever, I don't know. I don't remember the reason. But anyhow, there was a house there for rent, a big old house, southern house, and that's where Wiley Brothers moved when we got married and moved back there in that house.
He said that at one time there were 70 dairy farms in this area.
Really? And now there's, 70 garage store companies? I said, that's the new Mennonite occupation.
Yeah.
With all the houses, I guess it can support it. And woo.
Well, and over in Kempfield area, there was a whole lot of Amish dairy farms. I don't know. Mm-hmm. There must have been. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was adding. I mean, the 70 would have been a lot of these Amish farms, mm-hmm. too. That were.
Now, was Yoda Dairies here before Burgies or after Burgies?
Before. Yoda Dairies started some years before, but then they were, it wasn't so many years, but then they were bigger right to start with because they had, 15 or so dairies. To,
yeah, it's like a co-op or some magic word like that.
They had all those dairy farms, Amish farms, to furnish all that, provide all that milk.
Mm-hmm. Did most of those farms just keep the family working, or did they hire outside help?
I don't remember exactly, but I imagine that was mostly family.
That's what I think.
Yeah, sort of like, well, y'all was probably for a long time, and Kurtz's.
Yeah.
Once in a while you'd see, well, Joe Turner, I guess. Y'all remember Joe Turner, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was neat having them back there. We didn't spend much time with them back and forth, but I always liked it when they would come up and play ball in the front yard, you know. Didn't happen very often, but I still remember all of those kids and their names, and I was real intrigued with that big family down the lane.
I wouldn't remember the others except Tick, of course. He worked for us, you know.
Tick had two brothers right close to him, Larry and Ken.
Oh, my, I wouldn't know that.
And then there was a young Michael was probably Lynn's age, maybe.
Mm, mm, mm.
But, you know, Geraldine, she just passed away about, 4, 5, 6 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Linda Overholt and I went over to the viewing, hoping that some of the family would be there, but none of the family except her daughter was there.
Geraldine?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really something to have William. William Vaughn has kept that, you know, but that's where Joe Turner's ended up, at the church there where William Vaughn was.
At Norview?
At Norview, yeah.
Didn't Harold Buckwalter, wasn't he real instrumental in planting that church?
Yeah, he was a pastor there.
Right. Yeah, and he used to take the school bus or a bus or something and pick people up, because I went with Beverly one time when I was just a little thing, and we went to Foundation Park. By then, the Turners had left Maxwell Street and were living, I think, in Foundation Park. Isn't that where they went?
I'm not sure, but somewhere there. Yeah.
And Harold Buckwalter drove the bus over there, and they all piled on, and we went on, them and some others, and we went on to Norview for a service one Sunday night. I will never forget it, because I thought I was really living on the edge. I'm on a bus. I don't know any of these people, and I'm trusting Harold Buckwalter to get me back home. And he did. He did fine.
Harold has been one faithful person.
He really has.
Ministry, and when I think about how he started that whole church there at Lansdowne, it's amazing.
And he's still going out to the Siemens house.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Chandler, I guess it is with him. So did either of you ever do the jail ministry? You did, James?
Yeah.
James was there all the time. Yeah. We're the ones that started the cookies.
Yeah.
They go really?
Yeah. We started that. And then got the place where they would do it anymore.
I guess Charlie Wolfram, and who else? And somebody else.
I remember I started baking them, though.
Yeah, oh yeah, you started.
I started baking them and putting it together and getting people involved.
But I was involved here, especially when the jail moved over here more, because I knew, I'm not sure why, but I knew the sheriff well, still not.
Yeah, we
and
were,
so
yeah, yeah.
They just gave us just about free to, you know, go anywhere in the jail, and knew they could trust us. Anything like that.
You were on the Virginia Mission Board 12 years, but then you were in the jail ministry forever. I remember Lynn, he was a little tag along, born in 1970, after all the others were killed at 9, whatever. But, so you went on into jail, I was thinking that he begged to go along, and they let him, and you let him go with him. that one time, and he went in because he wanted to see what it was like.
Okay.
So he must have been 10, 12 years old when he went to jail with him. So anyway, that was a long time. I bet you went 20 years.
So who were your partners that went with you? Was Jerry Kephart one of them? Didn't he go to jail?
Yeah, Jerry, Abram Reiner.
Chester or James Mast?
I'm not sure about Chester.
I saw Merlin on one of the pictures. Merlin, Abram.
Abram, yeah.
Were you still going when Minna Yoder started going?
Oh, yeah.
Robert Mast?
Yeah.
Robert started just in more recent years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Robert.
He was
a pastor. And
he was pastor.
Wasn't he bishop for a while?
Yeah.
So, you know, he was, I was just trying to think if I could find that picture of the jail ministry right off.
Yeah, I've got some pictures.
I'm trying to remember who all was in there.
And I'm trying to think now why, but I knew John Newhart real good. That was early on.
You mean he's been around that long?
You know him for a long time.
He's still there. He's still out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I've learned to know him. I think, if I remember right, I was going to the jail before. Yeah, I sure was, because when we first started going to jail, there was no Chesapeake.
It was Norfolk County?
Norfolk County, and the jail was over in Portsmouth.
Really?
Portsmouth had it more. So
they didn't have one even in South Norfolk?
I don't think so. And then when they first moved out here, I'm trying to think if I knew Newhart before or learned to know him then when they first moved out here, and then we were good friends. I haven't seen him for quite a while lately, but anyhow, we were good friends, and he just told us he could go do what we want to in there. And of course, we had sense enough to know what to do, but we pretty well had to run to the jail. Now they don't have quite that freedom.
I did a thing at Christmas, and you got to give your driver's license to him while you're in there, and gives you a metal detector, and
yeah, it's a different story. And like I say, I faintly remember we went over to the Portsmouth jail just a few times before this one was built here.
So
because Norfolk County is all their inmates were over at Portsmouth jail.
So is that the same Portsmouth jail that's there today, way over there on the water?
Yeah, I think, well, to tell you the truth, I'm not sure. It's been so long. I'm not sure if the deal has changed or not.
Well, I know when I have to go to court over there, it's right on the water.
It's right on the water.
And I see the jail, a sign that says it's the jail right there with all the court complex,
I wonder, I don't know. It's been so long, I don't remember where it was then. But the years kind of slipped around, that would have been quite a while ago.
So I guess you consider yourself retired by now, right?
Oh yeah, I'm retired.
So what do you do with your days now?
Oh, work when I want to.
You probably still have a huge garden and...
Yeah, we've got a big garden out here. And of course mowing yards and then keep the place mowed down there to dairy and stuff like that. Then the kids, I think they're going to try and work us into working for them down there.
Well, it slip around. They used to work for you, and then you get to work for them.
That picture would like to look good, but I had Abel Ringer on there, Earl Miller, and you, Young Miller.
Oh, you mean from going to the jail?
Yeah, but I can't find a picture now of all things. We had so many pictures in there.
Now, was your dairy started before Winger's dairy or Kurtz's dairy? Was it the first one around here?
Well, no, I don't.
Roy Wanger. He bottled for U-Haul. So he started before you did. I know because I know he did some bottling of cream for you.
Yeah, we just sold cream for quite a while there. Came out, nobody would buy that stuff. Feed it to the pigs.
That was before they got health conscious.
To the pig.
Yeah, so Roy Winger, they had, I think we even have a bottle in there, glass bottle with their name on it.
I think so.
Really?
And then, talking about bottling, for a while then, we went up to Ernest, had his processing plant in to bottle milk and pasteurize before we did. So for a little while, we took our milk, or well, it wasn't milk, it was cream, took our cream up there and pasteurized it up at Ernest's place before we put in the processing place there.
Were the inspections real tight back then, or was it much more relaxed, I'm sure?
It was much more relaxed than later on.
So, Mary, where did you get your education? Did you go to Mount Pleasant Christian School?
No. I only went to the seventh grade in at Moyock, North Carolina. And my mom made me quit school and to help at home.
Oh.
Just like the Amish always did.
Oh, okay.
So, but then when... after we got married and he started working in the business and started the office, he had taken business at EMHS in his high school, and he helped me. We did worked it out together. He taught me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what to do.
Set up and the bookkeeping stuff.
Set up all the bookkeeping system, and later insisted that I learn the computer. When we changed our program to All-Star computer with Terrell of the country, we learned that together and brought that into the office and that booking system. But then I decided to take my GED, and I did.
Did you really?
I went back and studied and worked and took that test and I passed.
And by then you had a whole flock of kids? I never knew that.
And then I even thought, well, I'm probably going to take some college classes, and one or two. So I did. I took accounting, and then I took music with Elsa.
Did you really? Mm-hmm. Did you go to TCC?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I really did.
So when you went to school, you enjoyed school?
Yes.
Even up in seventh grade?
Even if my mom did tell me I had to quit because I was too boy crazy.
That's what I thought my mama would say.
But it was really the work. We were always hard workers. I'm telling you, Mom worked so hard, and she taught us how to work.
Uh-huh. Well, the work ethic was different back then, wasn't it?
But I think, wow, I just wish I could have had the opportunity at school.
Uh-huh.
But anyway.
Well, did your children enjoy school, or was it a chore getting them up in the morning? School.
Some of them, it was harder than others. Daniel never liked school. Floyd was always real sharp and good, but Daniel didn't like school, and made really poor grades for a while. But he did okay. They all graduated from high school, and then, of course, Harold, he kept right on going to get his, and then Kathy did too.
Mm-hmm.
She got her master's. Anyway, then who else? Lynn, of course.
As we are.
They're more educated, that's all.
Lynn, of course, went to 2 years of college at Heston to take flying, and
mm-hmm.
then from there went to a lot more school to get where he is now, mm-hmm. flying his plane. But then I was trying to think about Leonard was just through high school, and most of them just went through high school. And Floyd went to EMHS 2 years. Leonard went 2 years for the last 2 years.
She go to
Kathy didn't. She finished at Great Bridge so that she could go to college. And
that's right. She wanted to go to college.
Her choice to go to college.
Well, when you said you went to Harrisonburg for high school, wasn't that sort of unusual back then or not?
No.
No, that was a regular
quite
thing.
Quite a few.
A lot of them did that.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Quite a few of folks around here went to those. Especially for the last 2 years.
But then the last year, his graduating year, I was up there for short term for 6 weeks and took all kinds of courses. That was really helpful too. That, and then mostly Bible courses, but then some other too, music, and then I went 2 years for 6 weeks up to Harrisonburg.
What, before you got married?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Bible. They don't even have that anymore, that short-term debt, which is really a nice thing.
Yeah, I've never heard of that, like you're talking
the
about.
It's a Bible term. I mean, soul winning, personal evangelism class, music, church history. I mean, just a lot of different.
Now, this music class you took with Elsa, was that to read music or sing music or
both?
How about directing?
No
directing.
I didn't really take any directing, but I took
basic
rudiments in music.
Okay.
I was trying to learn because I'd always learned guitar and things by ear, just by ear,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to know the real music.
Well, you've always played guitar ever since I've known who you were. How long have you been playing guitar?
I started playing when I was just 12, 13 years old at home.
And just got you a book and you learned it?
No book, by ear. Everything by ear. And then when I after I dated James that time, I started going with the youth and went with this Bobby Campbell for several years, and I was engaged to him. And he was a guitar player, and I mean, we played guitar together. He taught me a lot about guitar.
Now, was that a that doesn't sound like a Mennonite name.
It was.
And I was going to get married to him. He bought me a watch. I didn't believe in rings, so he bought me a watch. And but then James changed all that again, because he didn't. And I'm glad he did. Actually, revival meetings is what changed it a lot. Brought it all about, because I really decided that I didn't want I wanted a Christian home more than anything else. I wasn't going to take any chances.
And Bobby wasn't into the Christian scene?
No, and he was so upset that he came to the church and stood in revival meetings and accepted Christ, and then asked me to come back, but I just, no.
But you felt like he did it? Just
well, yeah, I just knew it wasn't a thing.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I know now God just really protected me because, when I think about it, I never met his parents, never met his sister, they didn't really like me. What kind of situations have I gotten into? Oh, wow. You know.
Your interview would sound more like Avis's at that point, probably. We interviewed Avis. You put old Harold on the chopping block on her interview.
Yeah. Bobby was a nice person, and he was a wonderful guitarist. I mean, more than he was wonderful. He was very good.
Did he go on to have a musical career, or that was
you
just
know
a,
what?
Or do you even know what became of him?
Years later, when Kathy and Joy and I were buying groceries, I met him in the store. He came and put his arms around me, and they just.
I bet they did. I'm telling Dad. But he's still local then.
No, he was. And then, when I found out what he was doing, playing in nightclubs.
No kidding.
Wonderful guitarist, but playing in nightclubs.
And if Joy was alive, that wasn't that long ago, in the last 20, 30 years. How old is Joy?
She was born in 61. So, you know, she was just real little. But Kathy was bigger. And I think maybe one of the boys was along, too. I have to have them in the grocery store, and they were. Who is that? And but anyway, that's just I'm just say that just because I know in my heart what God did in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said more that came to the decision for what I wanted more than anything else was a Christian home and family.
Mm-hmm. Your priority list.
Yes, and it was the right choice.
You know, one thing else we haven't told you.
What?
Bible school in Kentucky.
Yeah, that is when that's the last time we really committed ourselves to each other. We were both teaching Bible school.
Oh, before you were married?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we started dating then down
mm-hmm.
there. And,
well, what in the world took you all the way to Kentucky? It's like a little mission trip?
Well, he graduated in 47, right? And I was still in Bible school. That was my second term. Ended at the same time he graduated.
At EMHS?
Yeah. And Fanny and I had been, and Fanny was there too. And we had revival meetings there by Kaufman. What was his name? First name?
Raymond?
No, not Raymond Kaufman. But anyway, we went to him for advice. Fanny went to him and said, we want to go into some type of mission service. We want to do something.
That, yeah.
And do you have any advice? So he spent a lot of time with her and said, I have just the place for you in Kansas City, in the children's home. And that's where she went, and that's where she met Norman. Oh, it is! And then, at the same time, I got a letter from Brother Winger, and I was just getting ready to come home for short term, and he wrote and he asked me, would you consider teaching Bible school this summer in Kentucky? And I just said, yes! 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 And you've been saying yes ever since. And that's when we got together, yes.
Actually, we were back going with somebody else and we went down there.
Yeah, we both were.
Oh, you mean you had other boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah.
So who was the other girlfriend, James?
Well, I know her, but I'm sorry.
It wasn't my mom, was it?
You would probably know the person.
It was my mom's sister, wasn't it?
It was Carla.
Well, that's nothing to be ashamed of.
No.
In fact, I think I have heard that from Beverly when I was growing up.
Oh, because Carla has said it. I'd get so embarrassed sometimes because I don't care what kind of meeting I'm in, Harold brings it up. If they are in our house or company, it doesn't, he'll bring it up and he'll say, thank you, James. Thank you, James, for taking
for choosing Mary and so his mom.
Yeah.
We have to thank Mary that Mary took James away.
that's funny. Anyway, but really, it's just to show how God does lead. And you know, it was during that time of commitment and Bible school and things that I had told God that more than anything else in the world, I wanted a Christian home, a Christian family.
Now you have how many sisters? Three sisters?
There was five of us girls and two boys, so it would be Lizzie, Melinda, Edna, Fanny, and I.
And did you have a sister that you just ran around with more than the others?
Oh, Fanny, definitely. Fanny and I were, and then Leona was in with us, and the Tice twins. We were.
Is that related to Verna Mae?
They're sisters.
Okay.
See, that's where we spent a lot of the time. Fanny went to short term the same year that I did, that last year. And then we were invited out. We were with the Tice twins a lot. We were invited out to their home and to Verna Mae's mom. And
that was in Harrisonburg?
Harrisonburg, yeah. And we'd go out there every weekend and when we were up there for short term. So, anyway.
Did y'all have a good old time?
We really enjoyed each other. I have pictures where they went with me down to Moyock, and I cannot figure that out. Whether we just went down for the fun of it, I really don't know. You know, we have pictures taken of us in a cornfield together down in Moyock. And that just shows how long we were friends, you know, Anyway,
it goes way back.
Yeah, but it was some wonderful, wonderful time. Yeah. I never regretted that decision. That's for sure. Mm.
Well, when Clyde drowned, he was in his 30s, maybe?
27.
With five children.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that night. Mama took us down there when it was still that night, you know, when him and Donnie both were missing. I will never, ever
forget
that. Nobody will.
Never.
That's one of the things.
James and I, when we rode out there, I was pregnant with Joy. 6 months pregnant with Joy at the time. But anyway, I just remember when we rode out there and we stopped at the police with one section of the road before you get right to London. And James stopped and asked him if they've heard anything. And he said, no, we haven't found him.
So you knew before you got in the car and went there that,
that we just knew he was gone.
Mm.
And it was so heartbreaking.
And they didn't they do a double funeral for the... I'm thinking they did.
I think that's right.
Yeah, because they would have been, well, no, they aren't related. Helen was the link, but Clyde wouldn't have been related to Donnie.
No.
Helen was the link.
Yeah, because.
And Donnie was what, 14?
10. Oh, no, she's 10. Harold and him were good buddies, and Harold and him were both 10.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It seems so, I don't know what, because where he drowned, you could
stand up.
Stand up.
Really? Panic.
Because Doc was out there. Doc went out there and got
walked up
and got the boys.
Oh, okay. Got the boat up. Yeah,
you walked out to get the boat. So you know.
Well, maybe the boat drifted away.
Well,
from
that's possible. I don't know. We don't.
But then they couldn't
even
find him that night. They had the next day
found
him.
I know. I remember Daddy went with in a boat to look for it, and he wasn't in the boat that actually found him. But I remember him talking about it at supper that he was kind of glad it wasn't his boat that actually did find him. I remember he was on the search team or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, if I had to think of some tragedy in my life, you know, that was just horrendous for this neighborhood, that would definitely be it. But I know when we interviewed other people, the thing they talked about a lot was the Smooker boy that got killed. Yeah, that was also
Christmas morning.
Oh, it was Christmas morning?
See, and David Smooker was, he dated Leoma's son. And he had a motorcycle. He was killed on a motorcycle, too. So that was another real tragedy.
Wasn't he?
That would have been Leoma and all the brother to...
Wasn't he going to find a milk truck on that motorcycle when he got killed too?
There was, I don't know.
I want to say somebody told us that he got to the dairy to go on the route with somebody and they had already left.
That
might be. I don't remember the details.
Remember the story. But there's really been some tragedies. I think about it like that in the community.
Really, when you think of how many there are of us, you know, and you can count on one hand the really bad tragedies,
I guess we're
really fortunate and blessed.
But that was so devastating to Grandma, to all everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she said, I remember one time we were picking peas together, and Virginia Mass was picking with us. They were good friends. We were picking peas together, and Grandma was crying, and she just said that she felt that one day Ray and Roy, she said maybe they would even be missionaries. You know, she felt like
after Clyde had died.
Yeah, that God would have a.
And then Ray did go on the
mercy ships for, and both of them were just such. The whole family.
They are. They sure are.
They are really.
They're good people.
Great. And I know she would be so happy.
Yeah, I think, you know, Helen did what she could while she was here and got them going on the right path, evidently.
Yep.
I know even my husband has commented about how nice Ray and Roy always are. He'll say, I know they always talk to me. You know, because he sort of stands off a lot and he waits for people to approach him, and then when they don't, he thinks, well, they're stuck up. And I'm like, well, did you talk to them? Well, they didn't talk to me. You know, that, you can take that both ways. Someone that doesn't have any friends, there's usually a reason. Have you been a friend?
Exactly.
That's what I like to say to him. Let me check my list one more time.
It was probably kind of deviated here.
We always do, and that's usually when you get your best stories, to tell you the truth. I just asked this yet, so it's probably getting pushing the age of, what events in your life bring you great pride?
What events?
What events? What things in your life bring you great pride? It would have to be your family, I'm sure.
I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
Yeah, that's about what I was going to say.
That's a statement in the Bible, but that's what I've thought of and talked about for a lot. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. God said that. But.
I do remember when me and Annie were in instruction class. The very first night, it was like snowing, and Daddy carried us down there to drop us off, and nobody was there. And I don't know if they were getting a late start. I don't know if he needed to be somewhere and took us early, but the church wasn't, there was nobody there. So he took me and Annie to you all's house. Because Floyd was going to be in the class.
Oh.
So y'all invited us in, and me and Annie sat in the living room while the rest of you all got ready for church. And Kathy got to stay home that night for some reason. She was she was doing the dishes. I think she volunteered, I'll clean up the kitchen or something. She was going to stay home that night, and I remember her, I don't know why I remember this, but she was out there washing dishes, and she had like a ketchup bottle or something, and I would always just put the lid on it and put it away. She had taken your dish rag and had wiped all the stuff off of it and then put the lid on, and I thought, oh, wow, she's doing such a good job. I don't do it like that. And then we all got to your station. Does it sound like her?
Yeah.
We got in y'all's station wagon. It was your, that silver blue 68 Ford station wagon.
Yeah, that
be right?
That I wrecked, I think.
Yeah. And Harold drove. Harold was doing the driving.
Oh, my goodness.
And we all rode to church together.
Oh,
and
God.
He made a joke about he had washed the car that day, or if he had washed the car that day, then that's why it snowed. There's something about washing the car. But you all took me and Annie up there, and I was really glad because I didn't want to sit in that church by myself. And you made us say welcome, so thank you.
Okay.
Something I will never forget.
Yes.
And who did you say, did Harold drive? Did
Harold was driving, and you and Mary were riding, and me and must have been Floyd and Daniel and Joy and Annie, my sister Annie. And Beverly Wanger had been through instruction class already, but me and Annie didn't want to be all by ourselves in there, so she came and took the instruction class a second time.
Wow.
Just as a good friend. Oh, Beverly Wanger was always, you could count on her for anything.
My goodness.
When we were growing up, you know.
Great.
Beverly Wanger and Beverly Buckwalter. We had Beverly Wanger and Beverly B. That's how we kept them straight.
Well, that last question, did we answer good or not? Whatever was it?
What events in your life bring you great pride? And then I put on here, but this is kind of morbid, so I don't usually ask, what would you like people to remember about you? But that's sort of...
Well, anyhow, I still think that family and knowing that our children are serving the Lord is, would be the... give us the greatest pride.
Because you have sure put your whole... life and heart and soul
that's
into
right.
it. That's obvious.
Right. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's going to rain.
Harold's serving here, and Kathy's in Chile, yeah. And Daniel's son in Moya.
Now, how are Kathy's boys doing?
That they, we don't know where Matt is. He's still in the service, but he doesn't really keep in touch.
Mm-hmm.
But Jay just wrote a real nice letter, and, that he can't wait to get out, and
he doesn't plan to make this a career.
Oh,
now.
No, I don't think he wants
to be a veterinarian, he says, and he wants to, but he's supposed to get out by September.
Is he really?
4 years, I can hardly believe it.
I can't believe that.
4 years, and so anyway, and then, well, Matt's time will be up too, but I don't know how he feels about getting out, but Jay's married, and he wants to get back with his wife and live down in Florida, and but Krista lives right here in the area.
And she got married too, didn't she?
Yeah, she married Tony Chips, a really nice fellow. And they want to start a family soon. And we, in fact, Joy, I had such nice calla lilies, and I knew she liked them. So for her birthday, she turned 30, just the 15th of this month.
Oh,
and,
wow.
She turned 30.
That's unreal.
And so Joy went in to see her in at work. And took her this beautiful bouquet of calla lilies, and she just loved it.
Now, does she work at Geico?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was so pleased to see, for Joy to bring Titus and Nadia to see her too. Yeah. So Joy's really good at that. Doing that.
Well, Joy has her hands full now, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
With two of them.
So, we had those this morning,
he's alive, right?
He is.
And sure to keep
him. But James is good for him because he's calm and, you know, didn't get him riled up for a day.
Yeah, and those children know who will and who won't. It doesn't take them long to figure that out.
James does feel good, but so anyway, we're helping her out what we can. But.
Well, I got Matt's email address from Kathy last time she was here. You know, he ran around with my oldest one, Danny.
Oh, okay.
And I emailed him after I got it, and he emailed back. He was just blown away to hear from me, you know.
Oh, well, good.
And, but I think he's only written to me like once, maybe twice.
Well, that's good though for them. That's good. I mean, it seems like they just, if you hear that much, you've done good.
He didn't say where he was.
He told me he was, I think he was in Iraq or going to Iraq at that time.
We kind of heard around the boat. You see, both of them were there, according to what.
And he said he's got a girlfriend, and I think she's from California.
He likes California.
And she likes horses. So I think they want to do something with horses, it sounded like. It sounded like he planned to be with her, you know. He didn't use the word marry, but I kind of was reading between the lines. That's what it sounded like was going to happen.
Yeah.
He went to the retreat center one weekend with us when we had the retreat, mm-hmm. church retreat.
Oh, okay.
He went with me and Danny and Randy. It was just the three of us. And all weekend, his favorite phrase was, "That's right, baby. That's right, baby." So when I emailed him, I was putting in there, "That's right, baby." And then when he emailed back, he said his were full of, "That's right, baby." We had a really good weekend with him that weekend. Now I'll never forget that. Oh, look at this rain. We don't need any more of this rain. This is,
oh, my.